Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
It's the Superior Livestock Labor Day sale coming Wednesday, Thursday, September 9th and 10th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios to be seen on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 66,000 head of cattle on the 2 days of sales, the 9th and 10th of September. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to get more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, starting off the week with optimism and ambition, the livestock complex closed fully higher through all three sectors yesterday, seeming to want to get to business following the three-day weekend. Traders were willing to move the market higher and did so effortlessly throughout yesterday's trade. The live cattle market closed with gains over a dollar stronger for most of the complex, which leaves feedlots hoping that the upward progression continues despite the worrisome nature of the uncertain marketplace. October live cattle closed $1.32 higher at $105.77. December was up $1.65, $110.12. Now, the feeder cattle complex was able to attract some of the ambitious traders and move the nearby contracts over a dollar stronger. September feeders were up $1.30 at $138.95. October feeders up $1.35 higher at $139.85. And closing out the afternoon yesterday, the hog complex saw a mostly higher close, though some deferred contracts slipped slightly lower into the day's end. Wheat markets were mostly lower overnight with losses in winter wheat contracts, while spring wheat treads water near unchanged. Despite the resurgence in row crop prices late yesterday, wheat contracts weren't able to muster the energy to aid into positive territory. Both Chicago and Kansas City will be working on their fifth lower close in a row, while Minneapolis is trying to avoid a fourth straight lower close. Trade eased overnight as corn tries to give back most of yesterday's gains, after bulls were unable to make new highs the session prior. Impressively, after an early morning sell-off yesterday, bulls were able to make a charge higher late in the session to drive prices into positive territory. This is a bullish signal as fresh buying is surfaced more often than not when prices have been allowed to drift. The soy complex was mixed overnight with meal higher, while soybean oil and soybeans are slightly lower. And in similar fashion to corn, soybeans had a two-sided session yesterday but managed to shed early weakness to close higher. We're going to check futures after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle up 132 yesterday, 105.77. December up 165, 110.12. September feeder cattle up 130, 138.95. October up 135, 139.85. And October hogs up 7 cents, 59.90. Kansas City wheat, December was down 3 cents, 469.5. March down 3 cents at 480.5. Chicago wheat, December down 6 cents, 544.25. March down 5.75 at 553. December corn was up 3.75, 361.75. March up 3.5, 372. November soybeans up 5 cents yesterday, 973. January up 4.75 at 978.25. December cotton was down 97 cents at 6402.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.